Hello, and glad you're spending some time with me today. Close to the Super Bowl, 1 week off, and of course that's dominating the news down here in Louisiana for those of you that are listening to us around the country and around the world. The New Orleans Saints are the Cinderella team, everybody's favorite team after Katrina. The comeback kids, if you will, who played so well this year and won a real close game, really exciting game against the Minnesota Vikings. Brett Favre, a lot of cross-section of feelings because Brett Favre, the Minnesota quarterback, is from down here just on the Louisiana border in Mississippi, Kiln, Mississippi. He's everybody's favorite, 40 years old. You got to pull for Brett Favre. I did. I wanted Brett Favre to have a heck of a game, and he did, but I wanted the Saints to win. So now it's a question of can they surmount the Indianapolis Colts, and there's a New Orleans connection there because Peyton Manning, the great quarterback of the Colts, who some say is the best quarterback in football, is a New Orleans boy. Many of us know the Manning family and watched Archie Manning play for the Saints and watched Eli, the great quarterback for the New York Giants, as well as Peyton, grow up down here in Louisiana, and now playing for the championships. Really exciting time, and by the way, I hope you'll go ahead and vote and tell me your pick. Be neutral about it, no matter who you're for. Who do you think is going to actually win? I think the Colts are starting off as a 4.5-point favorite, is what the odds makers are calling right now. So I'd like to have you vote along that line. Wrote a column about the Supreme Court decision that came down last week saying that corporations in federal elections can spend direct money. You can't give money to candidates. That's still going to be illegal. But if a corporation wants to be an independent expenditure and just spend $1 million of the corporation's money against or for a candidate, they can do so. They don't give it to the candidate. They just spend it and advocate who they're for, who they're against. So not sure how that's going to change the election. It's not going to have a lot of an effect in Louisiana, quite frankly, as I wrote in the column this week, because we allow corporate giving already, and it's very loosely defined so that individuals often give $30,000, $50,000, or $100,000 to major candidates for governor and other statewide offices. They do it through a whole variety of corporations, and it's kind of a sham down here in Louisiana. There are really no limits in place right now, so the effect of the ruling will be more in the congressional races where corporations that have a real vent to either support or oppose a candidate for U.S. Congress, for senator, can certainly take out their feelings in that election. So that's the thing that we'll have to watch down here. But I wrote about it and raised the question about if you really want to put a stop to all the corporate giving from all over the country, why don't you do this? Just say, look, whatever district you run in, that's where you raise your money. You can't do it out of that district. So if you're running for sheriff, you raise it in your home parish. If you're running for the legislature, you raise it in that legislative district. You're running for governor, you raise it in the state. But why should out-of-state people spend millions of dollars in Louisiana affecting a Louisiana election? Why shouldn't it be registered voters who give, and that's where you have to raise your money? I think it's a great idea. The lobbyists won't like it because they won't have enough sway on the whole process, and the incumbents won't like it. They like to put all those campaign funds in their pockets. If you saw the local papers here recently, a study was made of how the funds are being used, and many legislators spend money on football tickets and country club dues and things that are obviously to their personal benefit, so they want to keep that money flowing in. So in theory, it's a great idea, but realistically, it's going to have a real uphill fight in passing, I think we all agree. I do share that with you. A lot of hot rumors going around the state right now about this strange break-in of the office of Senator Mary Landrieu, our U.S. Senator who's from Louisiana, from New Orleans. Her office in New Orleans was broken into this week, and nobody knows why. There's some conservative elements who did it, some rumors that maybe he was trying to see if somehow or other there was some help with the campaign for her brother who's running for mayor of New Orleans, all kinds of crazy rumors going on. So as we pick up more and more, maybe I'll try to write about it next week. Well, enjoy the Super Bowl week. We're having fun down here. I've got some music on, some stuff about the Saints. Hope you'll take it all in. Glad you're joining me wherever you happen to live, and we'll talk to you again next week.